The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
PF's chairman for legal affairs accuses the president of shielding Chavinga amid internal party turmoil. Government moves to curb payroll distortions in teacher transfers. In international news, military officers say they have taken full control of Guinea-Bissau. And in sports news, Eswatini Women's National Netball Team will be absent from next month's Africa Cup in Malawi.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanji Mulenga. Lukasha, Member of Parliament and Patriotic Front, PF Chairperson for Legal Affairs, George Chisanga, has accused President Hakainde Hichilema of protecting Robert Chavinga, whom he claims is at the center of escalating tensions within the former ruling party. Mr. Chisanga said the only reason Chavinga has continued issuing threats against senior PF members is because he believes he has a backing of the head of state, stating that President Hakainde Hichilema openly declared Chavinga as his project during a visit to Kasama, a claim that has fueled suspicions among PF members about Chavinga's influence and confidence. Speaking on the political podcast, Mr. Chisanga said PF members are frustrated but restrained, knowing that any attempts to confront Chavinga, whether through physical retaliation or political action, would likely lead to arrests or loss of parliamentary seats, adding that the party has opted for what he described as a pedestal of reasonablessness in handling the ongoing leadership dispute. According to Mr. Chisanga, the PF has made rapid progress in the last 2 weeks towards holding a conference scheduled for this Saturday aimed at resolving the party's leadership crisis. However, he said Chavinga moved to block the process after realizing he would become irrelevant once new leadership was elected. He alleged that Chavinga used political connections to secure an injunction from the Kabwe High Court rather than the Lusaka High Court, which he says was likely to entertain a fresh application, accusing Chavinga of judge shopping, claiming the injunction came from a judge for hire. He further referenced a video clip in which Chavinga reportedly boasted about traveling to Kabwe personally to ensure the injunction was granted. Questioning the legality of Chavinga's actions, noting that the courts had previously ruled he had no locus standi to join related proceedings.
The only way a small boy can go about threatening big people is because he knows who's standing behind him. Chavinga is not speaking from without. Whenever Chavinga is dating the press, in his mind, he's looking behind and saying, you know, who's standing behind me? And I've argued myself, I said, it's the president who's standing behind Chavinga. Because in Kasama, he made it very clear that Chavinga was his project. So even now, Chavinga continues to feel very, very protected because he thinks he can threaten all of us because the president is there. Because the alternative that we have is to send thugs to go and harass Chavinga. But you know what is going to happen? All those who are going to be arrested. The alternative we have is even for us as MBs who are very angry to say we are going to sort out Chavinga. But you know what is going to happen? All of us are going to lose our seats. So we remain on the pedestal of reasonableness. We said, okay, let's try and find a reasonable way of resolving this matter. And you notice we moved with skyrocketing speed. In the last 2 weeks, we were actually going to have a conference this Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mm. And then Chavinga discovered, if these guys have a conference and they place new leadership in power, I am totally irrelevant.
In another development, Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima says the government has introduced a set of measures to curb payroll distortions caused by teachers who fail to migrate from their original pay points after being transferred to new districts. Delivering a ministerial update in Parliament, Mr. Yakalima said the interventions are aimed at ensuring teachers promptly move from one point to another to create space for replacement and maintain accurate staffing records. He explained that the ministry is reinforcing exchange-based transfers, especially in underserved districts such as Kachiria. This system allows for a teacher leaving a rural station to be replaced simultaneously, preventing staffing gaps and reducing payroll irregularities. The minister also announced the introduction of mandatory payroll migration at assumption of duty, directing provincial and district education boards to immediately shift teachers to the appropriate pay point as soon as they report to their new duty stations.
Madam Speaker, the government has instituted several measures to ensure that teachers who are transferred from one district to another vacate their original pay point, promptly thereby creating space for their replacement. One, reinforcement of exchange-based transfers, Madam Speaker, to reduce staffing gaps that disproportionately affect some schools such as Kanchibinya. The ministry is encouraging exchange-based transfers. This approach ensures that when a teacher is moved out of the rural station, for example, in Kachimia, another teacher is moved in concurrently, thereby maintaining the staffing levels and minimizing payroll distortions. Two, mandatory payroll migration at assumption of duty. Provincial and district education boards have been directed to initiate payroll migration immediately upon a teacher reporting to the new duty station. This ensures that teachers are placed on the correct pay point at the earliest available payroll window instead of waiting for multiple cycles that may take several months.
In a separate development, the Electoral Commission of Zambia has extended the ongoing mass voter registration exercise by 3 days. The exercise, which was scheduled to end today, will now run from Thursday 27th November to Saturday 29th November 2025. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis says the decision follows an overwhelming turnout of eligible voters at registration centres nationwide as the deadline approached. She has urged all citizens who have not yet registered to vote to take advantage of the extension. In another development, the Ministry of Tourism has clarified reports surrounding the recent drowning incident on the Kafue River, stating that the victims were not wildlife officers as earlier suggested. According to the Ministry's Public Relations Office, the three individuals involved were general staff members of Greater Kafue Landscapes Limited, namely Sande Chabakola, aged 27, Teddy Chivuno, aged 41, and Fris Kapasa, aged 38. The ministry says confusion arose after distress calls were heard on the evening of 23rd November 2025, shortly after the three had retired to their tents following a planning meeting. It was only later confirmed that the voices heard belonged to Chabakola, Chivuno, and Kapasa, leading to delays in identifying who was missing. The ministry further explained that the trio had no authorization to cross the river at that hour. The canoe that was later recovered at the Kaingo sector office had been awaiting transfer to Ngoma. A coordinated search operation was launched. On the 24th of November 2025, the body of Sande Chabakola was recovered and positively identified by family members and colleagues. Search efforts for Teddy Chivuno and Fris Kapasa have continued, although natural hazards in the river have made the operation more challenging. The ministry has conveyed condolences to the bereaved families and pledged continued support to the recovery efforts, while urging the public and the media to rely on verified information during this difficult period. In international news, soldiers in Guinea-Bissau appeared Wednesday on state television saying they have taken control of the country. In a statement, the military high command said it had assumed the full powers of the state of the Republic of Guinea-Bissau. It said this was a reaction to the discovery of an ongoing plan aiming to destabilize the country by attempting to manipulate electoral results. The military's announcement came a day after both the top candidates in last week's tightly contested presidential election declared victory. Earlier in the day, shots were heard at several sites in the capital, Bissau, including the presidential palace, although it's unclear who was responsible. Military spokesperson Denis Chama said the soldiers had formed the High Military Command for the restoration of order, which would rule the country until further notice. Outgoing President Umaro Sissoco Embalo and opposition candidate Fernando Diaz de Costa both claimed to have won last week's election. The election commission was due to announce provisional results in the presidential and parliamentary elections on Thursday. Still in international news, Kenya on Wednesday vowed to appeal a court ruling which suspended its trade agreement